Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. Today, we will be joined via Skype in San Diego with the independent animal rights activist, Ellen Erickson, the co-organizer of the L.A. chapter of the International March to Close All Slaughterhouses. I'd like to start out today's segment with two quotes. First, by Will Tuttle, author of The World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony. Quote, "Since our culture denies animals used for food any inherent value in their own right, limiting their worth simply to their value as commodities to those who own them, animals have no protection. The actual confinement, raping, mutilating, and killing are kept carefully hidden as shameful secrets that would make us profoundly uncomfortable if we had to witness them or, worse, perform them ourselves." And the second quote by Russian author Leo Tolstoy, "As long as there are slaughterhouses, there will be battlefields." Listening to One Species by X True Nature X, and I dedicate this song to Ellen Erickson. When they beat up, bleed, when they scream and scream, when they are abused, do an end to me and you, and if you want peace, then we have to stop supporting. I'm very honored to welcome my guest, Ellen Erickson. When Ellen is not organizing protests or working full-time in healthcare, she commits her time to doing vegan outreach. Ellen is the recipient of the 2015 award from the Pollination Project as the unsung vegan hero. Thank you, Ellen. Thank you so much for joining us on Vegan Nation. And thank you for all your activism. You're very powerful, and your work is helping all the animals and, of course, all the people, because it's all interconnected.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you giving me the time to be the voice of many.
And thanks to you, this world will become a vegan world sooner than later.
I hope that happens sooner also.
I'm really happy to hear that you marched on Saturday, January 21st, with the Women's March. And so let's hear all about that.
I was really excited about this march coming up. I think women's rights is a very important issue, especially now in this country, with what's going on with our administration here and things that we're hearing that need to be discussed. There were many women here in San Diego marching, and there were a lot of men there also. We had 22,000 people marching here in San Diego. I think it's probably the largest march ever here. For me, being in this march was about all females' rights. whether they're human or non-human. And that message was lost at this march. In fact, it wasn't even addressed at the march. So it was important for me to discuss all the females on this planet, not just the human species.
That's true. And what did your sign say?
You can't have feminism without veganism. I truly believe that 100% that you can't call yourself a feminist unless you are fighting for all females' rights, not just female humans. For me at the march today, it was an opportunity for me to carry a sign that got a lot of attention. People were a little baffled about it, actually. A lot of people asked me, what does your sign mean? And I had to tell them what it meant. I had to tell them that billions of females are murdered and exploited every year on this planet, and no one is talking about them.
Thank you, Ellen. I know I listened to a couple of speeches at the Women's March on Washington. I was appalled, especially in 2017, that women are ignoring the fact that when we are kindest women, we are perpetrators of violence, oppression, and exploitation and injustice over the females, and that we're never going to end those destructive energies of oppression, exploitation, injustice, and discrimination and violence until we stop it by not contributing to purchasing products, food, or for entertainment, for clothing, for research that violate other females and their offspring.
Right. It's across the board. So it's a little offensive for me to have all these women all about feminism power and like pretending we're the only species on this planet that has suffering and pain and whose rights aren't equal. And we need to bring awareness. I carried my purse today with a cow on it that said, not your mom, not your milk. And that also got a lot of attention. I had a ton of vegan outreach on me, and I was able to talk to a lot of people at the march that couldn't make that connection until they heard what the connection was, and then they actually got it. So mainstream media is not talking about the animals, not talking about the violence, not talking about the oppression, not talking about anything to do with the animals and how it affects our planet, our environment, and our health, not to mention the cruelty to the billions of animals that are killed.
All the other isms, the oppressions and injustices, whether they're talking about racism or sexism or xenophobia, any of them, the root cause is what we mete out upon the other female animals and their male and female offspring, boomerangs right back into the human arena, like a mirror, so we can see it. We see that it's unjust. It's amazing.
Yeah, there's a lot of opposition about the most oppressed group of females on this planet. Myself and my two friends that went with me were the only ones that shared this message there today.
Again, it comes down to whose voices will be silenced and who won't when it comes to justice.
I know, it's a little mind-boggling. There's so much resistance. The female humans and the male humans, all humans, are so conditioned by marketing and the lies that we're told by our government. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done. So I think it's important when these marches do happen that we show up with our message. I did this 3 years ago for the Climate Change Here March, and I marched with the vegan sign with a couple other people, and they tried to shut us down also. They didn't want to see our message, even though it was so relevant to what we were doing with the climate change, that they didn't want to hear that it was about animal agriculture. They didn't want to know the truth about why our planet is dying, and they didn't want to talk about it. So we got out there with our signs, and we passed out a lot of information at that march also. So I think it's important as activists that we show up at these events, even if we're not looked upon so greatly by the people that are on the march, and they give us bizarre looks and weird comments. I think we need to keep going back to these events and letting people know what's really going on.
Thank you, Ellen. And I have to say, I really enjoyed reading what you wrote about your experience at the Climate March a few years ago. Quote from your words, quote, "I was not surrounded with love by telling the truth about the animals," end quote.
Mm-hmm. It's true. There was a lot of hatred. It's like, I'm just telling the truth, people. I'm not making this stuff up. This is what's happening on our planet. This is why our environment is the way it is. This is why our planet is dying, because we're killing so many beings on this planet. The only thing we can do as activists is stay active. We have to show up for these events, even though they're difficult to be at, because people don't want to hear our message. I mean, there were a lot of people that listened to me today and took a lot of information, and a lot of young girls that wanted to know. They're the most open, of course, are the young girls. They need to know everything on what's going on for the future of all women on this planet, all animals on this planet.
Yes, thank you, Ellen. And it comes down to, I believe, addiction. Because when the large percentage of the population who are carnists hear the truth, know that it's discriminatory to participate in attacking, exploiting, and harming selective females and their offspring, such as bull calves, heifers, chicks, piglets, lambs, fishes, camels, and kid goats, and yet they would never harm cats, dogs, fillies, or colts, or puppies, or kittens, that's clearly discrimination.
I agree. I totally agree. I mean, even at the end of the march, it was announced for all the people to visit local restaurants and support them so the message could still be heard, which I found myself personally very hypocritical, because there's only a few vegan restaurants in the neighborhood, and probably 21,000 of the people that were there don't know that there are vegan restaurants close by. So people march for, you know, liberty. They march for peace. They march for not being raped. They march for their rights while they're sitting at a restaurant eating the flesh of an animal without even giving it a second thought, that it's all connected. You can't have one without the other. I mean, they have to be together.
Exactly. And to know that everything is veganized now. There's not one item that we need to give up. Everything is veganized and even more delicious and healthy.
Absolutely. People don't know what they're missing. I mean, they really don't. I mean, not eating any death is the greatest feeling in the world. It makes you more peaceful. It makes you more calm. It's truly the only way to live your life.
Truly. Thank you, Ellen. Now I'd really like to hear about your other activism.
Well, we have a large marine park here in San Diego. There are animals that have been forced to live in captivity for 30, 40, and one almost 50 years. They've been in prison almost their entire lives. So I will continue protesting until the orcas and all the other animals are sent to sanctuaries to live the rest of their life where they're meant to be, not locked up in a prison.
Yes, and again, with deep veganism, we come down to when we free the animals, we free ourselves. We're all interconnected.
Absolutely. There are thousands of animals locked up here in San Diego alone. Can you imagine being stuck in a small pool for 45 years, your entire life being trapped with no place to go, not being able to get your own food, living with other animals that you're not compatible with, because a lot of these orcas are from different pods, and they fight a lot, and they're not healthy. They're not well. These animals are not well.
It's really important that people understand that this is a holistic approach. Life will be enhanced for all on Earth when we free the animals.
There's nothing more important except my son that comes first in my life as far as getting the word out about the animals and about their pain and suffering. Knowing the truth of their pain and suffering is very difficult. Feeling their pain and suffering, hearing it, seeing it, smelling it, being to slaughterhouses and hearing those screams.
We're listening to Ellen Erickson, a vegan activist in San Diego, California. Ellen attended the Women's March on January 21st And here is a quote from Ellen's host about her desire to participate in this Women's March. Quote, "Today is a great opportunity to be a voice for all the females on this planet, not just the human ones. The animals are the most oppressed. How can you march for one species and forget the billions that perish yearly? I hope that the women marching today will get the connection that we all have on this planet." You're tuned in to WCUW Worcester Community Radio, 91.3 FM, serving Central Massachusetts, and worldwide at WCUW.org. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Narrow. After this short break, we'll continue our conversation with Ellen Erickson.
Navarone Reggae Sound System with DJ Bob Bob Boom every Friday 9 to 11 p.m. on WCUW 91.3 FM in Worcester. Old reggae, new reggae, all styles, all across the world. Navarone Reggae. You never know what you're going to hear. The selections are crazy. Navarone Reggae Sound System, WCUW.
Welcome back from the break. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. We are very fortunate to be joined by Ellen Erickson, a vegan activist in San Diego, California. Thank you, Ellen, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, thank you for having me, Marlene. It's always an honor to be able to speak and tell people the truth about what's going on.
And I know that you also do a lot of activism at the slaughterhouse.
Mm-hmm. I have a march coming up with my co-partner, Brenda, coming up in June, and we'll be doing the march to close all slaughterhouses. And we're planning that right now also. And tomorrow I have another event going on where there's a blessing for the animals here in San Diego. It's an event that they have every year. And I went 2 years ago, and I guess it was more like a disruption when we showed up because we weren't welcome. So there was a priest there blessing people's animals, mostly dogs and some cats. And someone had donated some dismembered animal parts for us to take to go to this place where the blessing was. So I got in line with my dismembered animal and was wrapped up in a towel. And when I got up to the priest, I asked him if he could bless my animal. And he said, sure. And then when I showed it to him, he kind of freaked out. And he goes, what is this? And I said, well, this is an animal who lost its life for food. I said, surely you bless all the animals on this planet, not just cats and dogs. So it was a little bit hostile, to say the least. I mean, he did not want to bless my animal. I think I had the pig, and others would call it pork chops, but I called it a pig. And I said, Father, you have to bless this animal. And then finally he said, get out of this line. And I said, no, I'm not leaving. I'm staying here until you bless this animal that lost its life for no reason. And he finally dipped his, I don't even know what it's called, into the holy water, and he violently sprayed me. I mean, he like flung the water at me. He was really upset. And I thanked him for blessing the animal, even though I had water all over me, too. And then we decided to stay. I had a couple girlfriends with me, and we laid out a towel. There was a lot of people there, and we laid the packages of cellophane body parts on the towel, and we did about 3 hours of vegan outreach out there. It turned out to be a great event for us. The organizers were not thrilled. And we stayed against, you know, being threatened to be arrested. So that turned out to be a good day. And so far, that's my plan tomorrow because that blessing is happening again tomorrow. So hopefully the weather will hold out and it'll be a great opportunity for me to see that priest again tomorrow.
Marvelous, Ellen. Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
You have to look for places. I mean, you know, you don't have to wait for a protest. like at a marine park, there's lots of little things going on in people's towns where you can go and make a difference. You would never think you can make a difference, like the blessing of the animals. That was a great opportunity to speak up for all animals.
So true. And again, coming back to the boomerang effect into deep veganism, is when we practice discrimination, then we have discrimination in human societies. That's the boomerang effect. Generation after generation, century after century. So the vegan evolution revolution is truly cultural transformation.
Right. Absolutely. Anywhere you go, you can have a conversation about what you're doing and why you're doing it and teach people. I mean, no one's on the news or, you know, talking about things you can do to change the environment, change your health, and save the billions of animals that are exploited and killed every year. You can be the one person that can maybe change one other person's life. You know, why wouldn't you do that? It's empowering to tell people the truth.
Ellen Erickson, you are an inspiration. We're coming to a close in the interview. Are there any additional messages that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I just encourage people to stand up for their beliefs, not to be intimidated, not to be fearful, because there's nothing to be afraid of about talking to people. Telling the truth and speaking the truth is empowering, and that's our jobs. I think that's our jobs as vegans, that's our jobs as activists, is to keep spreading the message. It has to be us. Our government's not telling the truth. Pharmaceutical companies are not telling the truth. And they just keep building more hospitals and coming out with more drugs. And instead of addressing, you know, the biggest problem of all, which is killing animals for food, which is totally unnecessary.
We're listening to Ellen Erickson, a professional woman and vegan activist in San Diego, California. Thank you very much, Ellen, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene, for having me. It's always great to be on your show. I appreciate the time.
Thank you. I really appreciate how you keep at it and you don't let the negativity hold you back, such as the resistance to the vegan message by religious leaders, by politicians, and by the environmentalists at the climate march.
You know, no one shuts me up.
Right. And that's why I respect you so much, Ellen, because you keep going out there. And when I see all the denial in the negative reactions to vegan activists, I think this is what the Black Panthers went through. This is what the suffragists went through. This is what the abolitionists went through.
Yeah.
This is what peace activists in ancient Egypt went through. And so, right, we don't give up. And yet now the perpetrators are even the feminists who are the marchers and organizers at this women's march who
I mean, are
unwilling.
How can they talk about rape of females and leave out a whole section of females that are like continually raped, like their lives don't matter? You know, like what happens to them is like no big deal. It's just the status quo. You know, it's okay. They're just cows. It's okay. They're just pigs. It's okay. They're just orcas. But it's not okay. None of it is okay to me. So, you know,
right.
Like when I go grocery shopping, I pity the people that are in the, like, dairy department when I'm going to get my coconut creamer and they're going to creamer. I'm like, why would you buy that? And they're like, what? And I'm like, you don't need to buy dairy products. I said, look at the stuff I'm buying. You know, people notice. I was at the grocery store 2 months ago, and I had a cart full of food. And it was a beautiful cart of fruits and vegetables. And I had a woman walk by me with her family, and she goes, man, your cart looks really good. And I said, I know. Look at this amazing food that I have. And I said, not one animal had to die for anything in this cart. You know, so people kind of notice.
Yes.
And I'm always advertising, you know, I have my vegan purse, I'm always wearing my vegan necklace, because people want to talk about it. You know, they're kind of afraid to talk about it, because then they have to look at their demons, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, once they know, you know, I tell them, once you know, you can't unknow. Now you know, now you have an obligation to do something about it.
That's right.
Yeah. So,
and it's unfortunate that it's only the vegan activists who will look at the truth of animal agriculture, of what is happening, mm-hmm. the rape of the bovine cows and the goats and the sheep and the chickens and the pigs and the sows. And so when the feminists who are conists who refuse to look mm-hmm. at it, that denial doesn't do anybody any good, because there's no way to stuff those violent, oppressive, exploitative, misogynistic energies. And they it's will true. Boomerang back. And so that's why we have a Women's March in 2017. And yet they're unwilling to look at the connections, because when we are conists and we're consuming those products, we're addicted and we don't want to give it up. But we need to overcome that addiction. It requires justice.
I know. It's a lot of work. I mean, I'm looking at a picture right now of two celebrities that were at a march, and they're both wearing dead animals. So it's like, right. Wow. I mean, really?
Yep. So again, they come down to, I don't want to be a victim. Women shouldn't be victims. Yet when we're doing that, when we are wearing the fur of other females and their offspring, we are then the victimizer. And then the vicious cycle just keeps going around and around and around.
Then we turn out to be the exploiters. It's so bizarre, this denial. It's really sad. I mean, it's heartbreaking. It really breaks my heart, mostly.
I know. And again, thank you for being at the Women's March in San Diego, and that you expressed the vegan message, the imperative vegan message, for to end misogyny and to create equality and justice and nonviolence and non-exploitation. And also in North Carolina, Vegans for Peace, that group, they also marched in the Women's March with the vegan message.
I love it. It's fantastic. I know a lot of my friends in LA also marched with that message too.
Good.
So it's good. I mean, there's a small group of us compared to, you know, the general population, but the word's getting out there, and I applaud all activists and what they're doing.
Nice, nice. Okay, thank you, Ellen. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Marlene. I'll be in touch.
Okay, me too. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
That was Ellen Erickson, a vegan activist in San Diego, California. Ellen has dedicated her life for animal rights, for liberation, for all animals, human and non-human alike. Ellen organizes many protests and demonstrations for marine animals and all animals. To hear Ellen's 2016 Vegan Nation interviews about the International March to Close All Slaughterhouses, please visit the Vegan Nation Archives, wcuw.org/Vegan Nation, dated May 27th and June 3rd. When we free the animals, we free ourselves. The start to cultural transformation. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Join us next week at this time, where we'll bring you more news on living a vegan lifestyle. Hear this program again at wcuw.org/Vegan Nation. Theme music provided by Will Tuttle. This is Marlene Narrow, wishing you a good day. Let's go out with more of One Species by X, True Nature X.
You can't have feminism without veganism.